Hello?
I can speak to Mary Menzies, please.
Yes, speak in.
Hi, Mary. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm fine.
Fantastic. I'm part of the investigation team, Mary. I know you spoke to Billy a little earlier.
Yeah.
Do you have 5-10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, Mary?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Mary, all of our calls were recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said earlier, my name's Michael. It's my role here to go out and gather the information or the evidence.
Yeah.
A, from your time in care, from whether that be the social services or education authorities. But my call with you today is not so much about your time in care. It's
mm-hmm.
more to try and understand how the trauma that you had, that you faced as a child, has had an effect on you into your adult life. Whether that be from the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what I'll then do, Mary, is I'll write to those relevant authorities,
mm-hmm.
gather that information so we can present that to the Scottish Redress as an accurate picture of what happened to you in care, as obviously followed you, haunted you throughout your adult life. Is that okay, Mary?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm so sorry I have to have these conversations with you, Mary.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some tough questions, Mary, and like I said, I do apologise in advance, and I am sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But do you or have you suffered with depression or anxiety?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you sought medical attention for these?
Yeah, I get. I'm on tetralene. I've been on that for quite a long time now, eh?
Yeah. Medication. Okay. Have you ever suffered with any alcohol or substance issues, Mary?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I've got one real tough question, Mary, and I can't apologise enough, but I do have to ask you, have you ever tried to take your own life, Mary?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I'm so sorry you thought that was your option, your only option. Did you end up hospitalised?
Yeah, I was in hospital, yeah.
Okay. That's the reason why I asked that is obviously I'll get the hospital details off you in a sec. Because obviously it's all relevant to, you know, trauma and mental health, and we can provide or produce that as evidence. Was hospitalized. Thank you for answering them, Mary. I know that wasn't easy, so I do appreciate it. Can I take your GP's details, please, Mary?
That's it was Dr. Brown at Lingerie Medical Centre. I don't think she's there now. I think it's just a locum doctor if you can then I go.
Is that Loch Gelly, is it?
Lingerie. Lahore.
Yeah, I have to talk on that, sorry. Bill Ingery. Medical Centre, yeah?
Yeah, Lingerie Medical Centre.
I'll get all your details from that, Mary. I'll find all that. I don't need it. Thank you.
Right.
Can I take the hospital details?
It was when I took to the fact that I was that low that I was in a bad relationship at that time as well.
Yeah.
And I just felt that I had nobody, and I took tablets.
What did you have to get your stomach pumped, did you?
Pardon?
Did you have to get your stomach pumped?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the hospital, the name again?
It was the Queen Margaret Hospital, Dunfermline.
Okay. So I'll write to your GP, Mary. I'll write to your to the hospital or the NHS Trust at the hospital you're in. I'll gather that information. I'll also write to the social services of the care settings that you were in. Do you want me to share that information with you, Mary?
Because as I say, I kind of went to wrong in wrong relationships, I didn't know if I'd been in care or no, but I just seemed to go for bad people, bad men.
Okay. Bad relationships. Okay. So once I get the information from your time and care, I'll send it to you. We'll go through that together. Whether that, be over the phone or face to face, we'll do that together. We'll make sure that you're happy with everything. We haven't missed. There's nothing missing. We have all of your obviously statements in line, along with your medical records. We'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress team as part of what we call our final submission. What then happens, Mary, is we then await what's called a panel date. The panel will then adjudicate on our case. It's behind closed doors. We don't have to go. It's not an open hearing. And from there, Mary, hopefully we'll get you the recognition of what's happened to you, in a form of apology and also some financial compensation for you, Mary. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Just to let you know, Mary, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround. Obviously, dealing with government institutions, NHS, and GPs, it could take me anywhere up to 6 to 8, maybe even 10 months. But rest assured, we will be doing everything in our power as a law firm to get you that information.
That's great.
Is that okay? Do you have any questions for me, Mary?
No.
Okay. Do you understand the process and what my role is and what I'll be doing for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just need to take you back one step, Mary. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I just need to make sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. And if you're happy, obviously, I'll continue with your case. So just to let you know, Mary, you are allowed or are able to apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need to do that. You don't need a law firm to do that. You can actually do it as an individual. But obviously that would entail, if you wish to, gathering your own evidence and supporting and admitting your own case to the Scottish Redress team. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, but won't charge you any fees. They do this because they participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. We don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions, Mary. I can't go into the practices of them law firms by law and discuss what they do and probably more importantly what they don't do for you. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. What we do, Mary, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much time we spend on your case. It's actually slightly less, Mary. It's around about 19.2%. But obviously for ease of conversation, we say 20%. On the flip side to that, Mary, because you've been through such emotional and hardships throughout your life, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship either. So what that means is if we lose or we're unsuccessful in this case, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure.
Yeah.
So our insurance policy will cover all of our fees.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. Do you understand those three options?
Yes.
Okay, are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Just to let you know, Mary, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you're unaware, I can restart that 14-day cooling-off period for you from now. Or alternatively, if you're happy, happy with us as a firm, happy with the fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period. And you can get started on your case straight away. But that's entirely
up to you. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Mary, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all of my contact information.
Yeah.
I will keep in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks. You have my number now. My name's Michael.
Yes.
If you need me for anything, give me a call.
Michael.
Yes.
Is that Michael? Right.
Yes. If you need me for anything, Mary, give me a call. And I'm at the other end of a phone call for you if you're struggling you need to understand something. If you don't understand something, then just give me a call. I'm always here for you, Mary.
That's great.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Mary, perfect. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. What I'll do, Mary, is I'll write to you and I'll keep in contact with you and I'll go and start gathering the information for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, Mary. Thank you so much for speaking to me today.
Right. Thank you for phoning.
No, it's my pleasure, Mary. Thank you for being so brave and discussing your case
with me. Bye.
Thank you, Mary. Bye now.
Bye.